particularly,
you are listening has to a very
interesting approach, which is a common thread throughout different pieces of Rebbe Kishka, and maybe we can highlight the elements of Kiddush and move away from it. Now, to preface the Sheikh, there's some basic principles which we have to be very comfortable with. We all know that everyone has a chiyuv. Let's talk about the Shabbos to make Kiddush. We all have a chiyuv to make Kiddush, which involves expressing the Kiddush of Shabbos, but peh, the idea of expressing the Makadosh that the Rambam says, because it's also a Yitziyosa, and to express that, and Rabbanu Masakinus, Musa, Alayayin, Vemokim Sudo, all the various halachas which Chazal Masak. Now, we also know that I can make Kiddush, and everyone else can listen in and be yotze with my Kiddush. Not every individual is expected to go ahead and say the Nusach. If I make Kiddush for my family, for the Tzibur, that suffices. Now what we need to know is there are two very distinct methods which I employed when I am waiting someone else with any bracha and Kiddush included. The simplest method is Shemei Koyah, I am performing a mitzvah, I have a chiyuv, my kiddush is a kiddush al mitzvah, it's a kiddush al chiyuv, I'm an equal level of chiyuv as you, meaning I'm a deraisa kechiyuv, you're a deraisa, or if, let's say I was already yotze by deraisa kechiyuv, I'm a drabana, you're a drabana, very important, we are on equal level, I'm doing a kiddush shal mitzvah, an amirah shal mitzvah, so your shemir, the moral of down in sukkah, is kavayina. Listening to someone's kiddush, someone's amira of a chiyuv, amira shal mitzvah, is as if he has himself expressed it. It's almost he piggybacks off my mitzvah. I'm doing a chiyuv, and he can listen in and be doing to that mitzvah. That Shemei Kohina, we're all very familiar with this. Shemei Kohina is very specific. It's only when I myself, the amira of the oina, is shal chiyuv. If I am saying an Amira in a situation where I'm not Mechuyuv, Shemei Koina. Shemei Koina means you're listening to an Amira of a Baal Chiyuva, you yourself have said. Very clear. Having said that, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah learns out another way of being mostly someone else. Even in a situation, says the Gemara, when I myself have no Chiyuv, the marshal, I was already yotze to my chiyuv. I already made kiddush previously. I've already said my birchas amos. I already said whichever mitzvah was coming for me to say. So my chiyuv is now history. I have no chiyuv. So now when I say the amira, it's not an amira shal mitzvah. It's not an amira shal chiyuv. So the lush amira shal. Says Gemara, however, there's a new principle called Kol Yisrael Areivim Zeh L'Zeh. If you have a chiyuv, it's incumbent on me to see to it that you're yotze. I can't wash my hands of your chiyuv by exempting my own chiyuv and saying I did what I had to do. You now have to figure out how to be yotze your mitzvah. I have to see to it that you are yotze your mitzvah. And thereby, we can use a principle of Aramos that even though I'm ready to do my mitzvah, I can do an amira for you. So Shemei Kohina is I'm doing an amira for myself. And you're listening in to my amir. And that works throughout. Even if there's no chiyuv, even if Gemara says a birchas amir, if I want to make a shahako, I'm not chiyuv to make a shahako. You're not chiyuv to make a shahako. You don't need to eat. Don't make a shahako. Shemei Kohina, what? If I'm making a shahako, which is a shahako shabracha, you can listen in and get my shahako. However, if I'm not eating, I cannot make that shahako for you. Because then there's no chiyuv, so there's no amir. That means you have Shemei Kohina. But besides Shemei Koina in a situation where I was really yotze my mitzvah, I can still employ the principle of Aruf. Hayyos, you have a chiyuv to say kiddush, so I make the kiddush for you. That's the principles of being mighty someone else. Shemei Koina and Aruf. It's very important to have the two different tracks in your mind. The halachic ramifications are numerous. So let's go to halacha and Hilchos Kiddush. Hilchos Kiddush on Friday night is spread throughout Rishayim Aleph, Rishayim Beis, Rishayim Gimel. So this particular halacha is lifted out from Shulchan Aruch and Rishayim Gimel. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens that in a situation when I'm not being yotze Kiddush, I can still be mekadosh on your behalf, yochel adam mekadosh la'achirin, ava pi she'eino ochel imoy. So we have Leil Shabbos, I'm making Kiddush, now I don't intend to eat. Now we know the fact that I'm planning to eat is what qualifies the kiddush. If I were to make kiddush and decide, you know, I'm not going to eat now, I'm going to eat in 2 hours. So I made my kiddush, yes. But we passed in like Shmuel in Arab Tzachim that in kiddush, Elabam Makan Suda. You need to have a Suda to validate the kiddush. What does a Suda mean? So it's a machlokes, a bit of mezainus, maybe even somewhere in Kevin. Whatever a Suda means, but something needs to be consumed in order to validate the kiddush. So imagine I'm not planning to eat now. Can I make kiddush for you? Can I go over to someone's house and make kiddush for them? So Shmuel, yes, you can. My kiddush is not qualified. My kiddush doesn't do anything for me. That's fine. Didn't you do it? Have a look at Suda. It's Arvus, a principle of Arvus, that my kiddush is not a kiddush on mitzvah, but I'm making it for you. Now, says the Shulchan Aruch, and these are the important words. Ne'ma dayin, but kiddush that. If let's say I'm not planning this kiddush is not going to work. I haven't yet made kiddush. What's in the situation where I was ready to go to kiddush? I haven't made kiddush yet. So I'm on Friday night, I'm stopping off at someone's house. Let's say, Namona, I'm going to make kiddush for her. And then I'm going to go home and eat my house at kiddush lock and suda. So the kiddush I'm making on the slop of house is not kiddush for me. So now, I'm not allowed to eat before kiddush. It's also for me to eat. So I have to make sure that I don't drink any of this kosher kiddush. Because being that I'm not being good to the kiddush, A. And B, it's also to eat before kiddush. One's not allowed to eat before kiddush like we know. So for me to drink from this kosher kiddush, is problematic, but says the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't disqualify the kiddush. Being that you have a principle of Arus, I make kiddush for you. Then my dying of kiddush last when you saw it, shall you turn cool in my own shos, when you turn actually kaddish for long to dust. A very clear halakha. Now, the issue is, Rikiga points out, is that this seems to be contradictory to a different seat in Hilchos Kiddush. Normally we know, whenever there's a kosher bracha, whenever Chazal instituted a bracha should be recited over a kosher bracha, there's a separate halacha that one should drink from that kosher bracha. By bris mila, kosher bracha, birchas hamazon, in a situation where one uses a kosher bracha, kiddush, kosher bracha, so there's a din not only to do the amira over the kosher bracha, there's a din to ima from the kosher bracha. Now it's mavua in the Gemaras that the ti'ima does not have to be done by the person reciting the bracha. Anyone can be trying from that kosher bracha, and that will suffice. There's a tremendous machlokes rishayim if that principle holds true by kiddush. I'm making kiddush on Friday night, blah, blah, blah. And the mashal, he has an allergy, he cannot drink, he's intolerant to wine or to grape. Could he give one of the people around the table from that kosher bracha to drink, and with that, the din ti'ima will be qualified just like by all other kosher bracha? Now, Rashbam and Tosfos in Arab Tzachim are very clear that the same halacha applies to kiddush as does throughout. And no issue. One can give a din, give a kosher. Now, there might be a lachatchila, don't get me wrong, there might be a lachatchila. In fact, there is a lachatchila to take the kosher kiddush, pass it around, and everyone should be toying. That's a lachatchila dik halacha. That's not ma'akad. We are talking about the din ti'ima, which will disqualify kiddush. If I were to make kiddush on a kosher bracha, and before anyone was toying, a mashal gets filled, I would have to make another kiddush. You'll not be yotzei unless you have other wine, maybe you can quickly pour some other wine, but a ti'ima is required. This doesn't conflict with the halacha that there's a chatchila for everyone to drink. I'm talking about the ikar halacha that someone has to drink. Is that din, which the kiddush is contingent on, required me, the mekadosh, to drink, or can anyone drink? So, in Shulchan Aruch Reish Ha'Ela, the mechaber brings out machlokes rishonim about it. Mechaber says clearly that anyone can drink, just like regularly. However, the second half of the mechaber says, the ha'goinim sovereign, this is Reish Ha'Ela Sif Yudal, the goinim, that means the goinim, which were before the rishonim, they have a line from the Gemara. She'im lo'i to'am ha'mekadesh. If, in any situation, for whatever which reason, the person making kiddush didn't drink from that kosher bracha, lo yatsa, it disqualifies the kiddush and it renders it completely invalid. Not lechatchila, it's invalid. The mekadesh must drink from the kosher bracha, says the mechaber. V'roli lachosh l'dibreya. And one should be choshesh d'roi lachosh l'dibreya. One should. Now, I assume that means in a situation when one cannot. One cannot. Doesn't mean necessarily you shouldn't make kiddush if you can't be trying. But it means in a classic situation the right. Okay, so that's the halacha of tiba shel kosher pots. Frederick Jaeger, the Mechame says that kosher kiddush requires lechatchil roi lachish the right, and that the Mechadish should drink from the kosher bracha. So now let's go back to our previous situation. Well, I'm on the way back from Friday night davening. I decide to be kind enough to make kiddush, let's say, for someone that's unable to make kiddush. Now, I'm not eating there, says the Mechame, so that's fine. I have arvus. Am I being used to kiddush? Absolutely not. I'm making kiddush for him, for her. That's fine. However, says Mechame, don't drink. You're not getting kiddush, you should have a katsuda, and it's also litoy, koyim shayim kaddish. So you make kiddush, but don't drink. So Frederick Kegel said, hold on, who's drinking from the kosher bracha? Who's drinking from the kosher bracha? She's drinking, obviously. The person hearing and being good to the kiddush, who will be having the suda, is drinking. So Frederick Kegel, okay, the vida got in and that doesn't work out. Bish, let me if you hold, like the Rashbam and Tosis, that anyone can drink. Fine, so I have a kiddush, right? I hold like the goyim, which the Machabah says, the goyim lachish l'vreya, so I'm making kiddush, yes! Who has to drink? Me! I can't drink, I'm not being yotza, it's not kiddush b'makom suda. If it's not kiddush b'makom suda, the Machabah clearly says I can't drink. So how am I going to kiddush? This is Rukh Kegel's hash. This is Rukh Kegel's hash. So here, Rukh Kegel says a tremendous kiddush. He said the kiddush, and it's very important to analyze the raya from where he's coming from. Rukhaya says as follows. Rukhaya says, let's analyze what's happening. I'm making kiddush, and I'm not being good to kiddush. Okay. We could have a different situation where I'm making kiddush for a group of people, and I am being good to kiddush, like kiddush in my house. So says Rukhaya, let's assess this. If I'm making kiddush, and I'm not being good to kiddush, who's the Mekadosh? Not who's reciting the words. Who is the Mekadosh? Well, the person listening is being going to the Kiddush. Me, am I saying Kiddush? Yes, I'm saying the Kiddush, but it's not my Kiddush. My whole din to say the Kiddush is for the person listening. How can I say your Kiddush? This is not Shemeh Koyna, the Torah says. There's a din Arbus. If you have a Chiyuv, it's incumbent on me to ensure that you see that Chiyuv through. So I can say Kiddush for you. Says Rabbi Kegel, in such a situation, the person hearing the Kiddush, he is the Mekadosh. And if he's the Goyim, he must drink. Him, the person listening. When do the Goyim say the person reciting the Kiddush must drink and no one else? That's when I'm making Kiddush for my family. It's Kiddush for me. It's Kiddush for him. It's Kiddush for you. It's the Kiddush for the whole room. So all of us making Kiddush, you're merely listening to my Kiddush and Mekadosh. So if you're going to the Mekadosh must drink, yeah, I'm the Mekadosh. But in a situation when you're listening, it's not me. It's not me. Your chiyuv doesn't make me a bad chiyuv, says Rukeya. It doesn't generate the chiyuv on me. I can't. I'm not being noticed. It's not my kiddush. You're the Mekadosh, and you must drink. The fear of Rukeya, we have our lochit after mina. Imagine I was ready to go to kiddush. I was ready to go to kiddush. I can eat and drink all I want. Now I go to my home in Marshall. I make kiddush for my family. And I say to my family, let me step out and make kiddush for someone else. So I go to make kiddush for that person. I was ready to go to kiddush. I can drink. Who's supposed to drink? The fear of Kega, according to the Goyim, I could drink, but I'm not supposed to drink, because at that point, I'm not the Mekadosh. According to the Goyim, if the fear of Kega, if I was ready to go to Kiddush, so theoretically I could drink, and I go to someone's house, I make Kiddush for them, and I drink, they will not be answer, because the Mekadosh is the person listening. So it's an alternative, says Rukega. You think that every single situation when I recite Kiddush, I am the Mekadosh? Well, that's true if I'm being Yotza. In a situation when I'm not being Yotza, who am I? I am merely his vocal cords. So he's the Mekadosh, so he must drink. So certainly, people, you understand this halacha shukhanah. This, I didn't yet eat, so I cannot drink. I can still make Kiddush for you, because you're going to be drinking. And we're going to see the raya of Rukega. See, though I'm going to have some Nahoras, which I'm happy to hear. But we're going to see the raya of Rukega, and we have to assess it. See, that's very not straightforward. Go ahead.
Queen Dumeika's parents. If there are 10 people who have been yotza,
any of them to drink.
Then all 10 of them have to
any
drink.
Any of them to drink. If all I am me, it's very interesting. All of them should have to drink.
According to the guy,
there's no
dear.
There's no din that every single Makadish has to drink. It doesn't say that in the Goyim. The Goyim said the din to Imam Kiddush is only this guy with the Makadish. So if I have a Makadish, that qualifies. It doesn't say that in the Goyim. You Makadish and you halach. You would have to bring a raya. In fact, I'll take that to bring more than one life.
Could all 10 say the words of Kiddush and only one drink? This is, I never heard of. Do you ever hear of such a thing?
So anyone could drink. In a situation when I'm being Yosef, then I am a Makadosh. Then I am a Makadosh.
Deacon
of Usher
is kosher bracha
tzuvah. Kosher bracha tzuvah.
Kosher bracha
tzuvah.
Kosher bracha tzuvah. Kosher bracha tzuvah. Kosher bracha.
Correct. That's true by kosher bracha. By Kiddush, it's not meaning kosher bracha. It's a Kiddush nikalacha. You're right. That's what the Gemara generically says. Kosher bracha. So I'm a vare tzor sheyitoy. You know this
about?
The Gemara also says I'm a vare tzor sheyitoy. You were familiar with that.
Yes.
The Gemara said that would be matched with the other way. But this din of kosher bracha tzor tima is a generic kosher bracha. Kiddush is different. That needs an analysis. You're right. That needs an analysis of the answer. Pshat and Goyim itself is its own discussion. You're right, absolutely. Sensory Kega, what's my right to say this Kiddush? It's a tremendous Kiddush. What's my right? Sensory Kega, I have an open Gemara for this Kiddush that I'm having. Again, the feed of Goyim and the Makadosh needs to drink. But Kega's Kiddush, the idea is that when I'm not being great to the Kiddush, I'm making Kiddush for you, then at that point, the harm that I'm excluded from the Kiddush and the way I'm being made to use is adverse. Then the listener is the Makadosh, and the feed, the going in, the listener has to drink, says Rukh Kega, have a Gemara for that idea. You all know the Gemara says, there's a Machlaikas, Ram and Shmuel, Kiddush B'Makom Tzuvah, can Kiddush be done in a situation where I'm not eating? We pass the Ram Shmuel and Kiddush B'Makom Tzuvah, but there's a Shaykh Tari about it in the beginning of Ari Zahn. So the Gemara says, the feed Shmuel, who we hold like Halacha on my side, that in Kiddush B'Makom Tzuvah, says Gemara, there's a minhag which we all know about, says Gemara, to be Makadosh in the Beis HaKnesses. Many shuls still have it nowadays. Well, I grew up, we used to make Kiddush Shlal Shabbos in the Beis HaKnesses. It's built and predicated around Rishonim. There's a similar shul Gemara about it. One makes Kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses in the times of the Gemara. Not just some shuls did it. In every single Beis Bedrash, a Kiddush was recited in the Beis HaKnesses. Afraid of Gemara, no one's eating in the Beis HaKnesses. No one's having us to do that. The Beis Shmuel, you can't be Yotel that Kiddush. He says, Gemara, what's the validity of such a Kiddush and that Kiddush and what makes the Beis HaKnesses? And for the Gemara, says Gemara, to be Moitzi, thank you, to be Moitzi, the Orchim, who are eating in the Beis HaKnesses. It's fantastic. In those days, they used to have a bunch of Orchim that would pass from city to city, and they would reside in the Beis Medrash, there would be an area for them to eat. So they would eat in the Beis Medrash. So if I'm making Chazan, I'm making Kiddush, be Moitzi. How are you going to the Kiddush? Who's making Kiddush? Who's making Kiddush in the shul? The Chazan. The Chazan makes Kiddush in the shul. He stands up and makes Kiddush. All the people listening are going to be out. Who's drinking?
Kids.
Who's drinking?
Kids.
Not Chazan.
Kids.
Who's drinking?
Ketanim.
It's not important to me. Shalom, it's not important to me who's drinking.
Ketanim
not drinking. The Chazan is not drinking. Why is he not drinking? Yeah, can he drink? He can't drink. So Frank McKay, he's going in and have a dysfunctional Kiddush. The Chazan is making Kiddush, he's eating with his family at home. The Orachim needs to be Yotza. So Shalom claims the kids are going to drink. Amazing.
No, it's not good. So it's not a clue.
Has anyone known to this?
Not a
did the Makadosh?
The Yachim, one of the Yachim should drink.
So Frank the Gemara, Frank the Mukhega, there's an open Gemara, not like the going, hello, my son, Mukhega. It's Mucha, and the situation when I'm not being able to the Kiddush, and the whole method between Moses and you is Arabus, as I'm making Kiddush for you. I'm just your vocal expression. You're the Makadosh, so in the Gemara, what happened was, I made Kiddush, the Chazan HaKnesses made Kiddush. The Orchim dutifully took the kosher Kiddush and drank. And then they sat down and washed with their Suda. Very simple, Al-Khanis said, okay, they have an open rider. That even the Goyim agreed that when I make Kiddush for you, I am not Makadosh, you're the Makadosh. The Goyim, that said, the person reciting the Kiddush must drink. It's a classic situation. When I'm using Shemei Kohen, I'm making Kiddush for my family. You're listening to me. I am the Makadosh. However, if I'm making Kiddush for you, you are the Makadosh. Open Gemara and Pesachim to the Kega that this idea is true.
One of the Orchim have to drink, not just
one of the Orchim would have to drink. Absolutely. That which kids. Not the kids. That which kids drink is nowadays that there's no Orchim. So the Kiddush is merely a minhag. No one's been going to the Kiddush. Purely, a minhag I was saying to
so you. Why
is he allowed? So none of us are drinking
the
Kiddush.
The you said the Orchim.
Because they're
just said minhag.
That's the idea of the Kiddush. Ask the
priest would say that she's there for a minute, but it's not functional because the kiddush.
And this raya is very, very important. This raya is very important because once we have this raya clear in our minds,
young to shame, you make a
we're able to see that the goyim is chayuk of Ishrim Kera. And from there, we're going to highlight that there's a tremendous machlokes in how to analyze the idea of Arus. And Beis Hashem, if time allows, will show that Rav Kreger, time after time, is consistent with his analysis. Again, the idea is that people going into the kashi to drink, when I'm excluded from the kiddush, I'll be most of you within Arus, says Rav Kreger, you are the kashi you drink. And Rav Kreger validates the idea from the Gemara Pesachim, kiddush of Beis Knesset, the Shmuel, the way it works is on the Moiti Da'arachim. I can't drink, I'm a chazan. So says Rav Kreger, Elamai, I make kiddush, the Orchim drank, and it's a raya that if you're going to make kiddush with you, you can drink. So now, when we go back, this Rav Kreger is in Rishayim Gimel, is in that simon when I make kiddush with you. If we go back to the original halacha where the Goyim were quoted in Shkonor, in Rishayim Avim. So the Goyim there comments that the Goyim is right there. The Goyim say, that I must make that if I make Kiddush, I must drink. So the Goyim there points out, he has five words. The Hagoyim, Shiva Master the Goyim. Shehem of fashion, they learn Pshat in the Gemara. She'echo min ha'orichim, Kiddush, the Beis HaKnesses, va'ayim ha'el, simen reish zamachas. Atkam, dibrei Hagoyim. And you learn the five words of the Goyim, and you go sail straight past it, and you move on to the next Sefer Shulchan. Now that we have the benefit of this from Kegel, we understand the Goyim are doing something tremendous. Again, the Goyim say that I must drink, says the Goyim, because they love Shah, the Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara asks the Kashel of Ishmur, the Engin Shalom Makum Sudah, such that when Kiddush in Shul, it seems to be completely irrelevant, completely unnecessary, packing in a Rabbah Batala, says the Gemara, no, there are Urchim that need this Kiddush, says the Goyim that the Goyim, the Goyim is way after the Goyim, obviously, the Goyim were way before the Rishonim, the Goyim is many, many, many years later, says the Goyim, Shehem of Arshim, they love chat with the Gemara, the Gemara explains that the validity of Kiddush in Friday night for the Beis Knesses is for the Urchim, they love that the Urchim themselves make Kiddush. So if the Urchim themselves make Kiddush, then I drank. Then I drank. That's the Machlokes of Shemitah. I don't have to. So it's clear in the Goyim that if the Chazan were to make Kiddush on the basis of Nesset to promote the Urchim, it will not work. Lefi the Goyim, it won't work. And El Chanami, Lefi the Goyim, it seems to be the Goyim understands that when it says to the Rish and Gimel, I can make Kiddush for you, even though I wasn't yet Yotza, so Lefi the Goyim, that might not work. Because I need to drink, and they haven't yet. I haven't yet made kiddush. So we have a machlokes, Rikiva and the Goyim. How to understand the application of the shittas hagoyim and the kaddish master in a situation when everyone agrees that when I'm making kiddush, including inclusive of myself, I must drink. I'm the kaddish. Question is, when I'm making kiddush for you, and I have a dinner arvus, says Rikiva, ignore me from the picture. I know you have to drink. The Goyim is mavuah, it's not true, but when I'm making kiddush, we did arvus, I'm still the kaddish. The din that I have to ensure that you make kiddush becomes a halacha on me. I must make kiddush. So I am involved in this kiddush, even though I'm not being yotzei kiddush. I.e., your chiyuv becomes my chiyuv, and I am in the kaddish, and with that, I have to drink. And that's how the Goyim works. You have my focus. The Goyim and the Kegel, and how to understand the principle of Arabs when I'm being mighty to you in a way that I'm not being noting my Chiyuv, I'm being seen to your Chiyuv, am I involved in, am I completely, completely excavated from this incident? That's the Machlokes Goyim and the Kegel. Now, we're going to move on to a different area in Hilchos Kiddush, and it relates very directly to this. Let's try and follow along the Cheshbon. Let's try and follow along what's going on. The Gemara says, classically, that noshim are only mechuyavos in the mitzvos aseh, which are not time contingent. Any mitzvos aseh, shasman drama, which revolves around specific times, noshim are exempt from sukkim mitzvos kiddush. The Gemara says there are various exceptions. One of those exceptions is says the mechaber loshem chayot is bekiddush avah mishum mitzvah esay shofman. Rama, why mishum the isvus lachem? Mishum our Torah says whoever's obligated to be shomer Shabbos, which is allowed, and loshem are clearly expected to be shomer Shabbos, they have mitzvah esay the rice of kiddush. Something unclear? Did I say something which was no. Not clear?
No.
Along comes the Noi Yehuda, and the Sefer Dogma of Baba. Dogma of Baba was the Noi Yehuda Sefer on Shulchan Aruch. And he's wondering the following classic situation. He says, okay, so we have a situation where Noshim have a Chiv Doraisa. So that means, says the Dogma of Baba, when I'm being mighty my wife or my daughters who are of age, I must see to it that the Doraisa has been tended to. They're not making kiddush. I'm making kiddush for them. So now what happens? So I make kiddush, and they listen to the kiddush, they have kiddush. Now, don't forget, we have one of two ways that they could be going to kiddush. It could be shomer koyma, and it could be arutz. So says the Gemara, shomer koyma can't be applied. What happens? The man goes to daven Friday night in shul. He goes to daven Friday night in shul. He expresses the words Mekadesh Hashabbos. So as far as the right of the Gechiv is concerned, he's going to Nachiyu. Now, it wasn't Babak Mitsuda. He didn't have the Nusach HaKiddush. It wasn't Halakos. All of those things are true, but all those things are limitations in the Drabbana Dibbalah. It never says in the Torah, in the word Zohar, in Yom HaShabbos, that you need the Nusach, that you need Halakos, Pashtas, that you need Babak Mitsuda. It doesn't say that. All those things are Medina the Gemara. The Torah says Zochreyu, which Zocher has Hashavos al-Khamah means Bepeh. So Zocher Shema Shabbos means like Rambam says, a claim Shabbos' existence Bepeh today is different. Hashem created the world, Mekadesh Hashabbos. Hashem designated today as different from all other days. So I was going to my Doraisa. I acknowledge the existence of Shabbos Bepeh and Tfilas Aris. I come to my Sudah, I only have a drabble. So now, as far as her Chiyuv is concerned, I'm not a Bar Chiyuvah. She's a deraisa, I'm a drabonov. So Shemeir Koina won't do the trick. Shemeir Koina doesn't justify her level of chiyuv. So she cannot be yotz for Shemeir Koina. So now we're left with a question of can I use Arabus to be mighty with? The question is, she's mukhiyat for deraisa. So just like if any one of us would be mukhiyat, I could see to your chiyuv. So can I use Arabus? So here's where the sugya starts. Here we need to focus and not to lose track of the calculation. The Gemara Baba sends us to a sugya in Brachos. The sugya in Brachos discusses a very similar situation. The Gemara has a shayla: Are noshim mechuyavos in Brachos hamazon midoraisa or midrabanan? Are they mechuyim midoraisa or midrabanan? Now, why would they only be mechuyavos midrabanan? As long as it's essay shas mangro. So the Gemara, there's various pshat in the Shaynei, because Birchas HaMozen is Bris B'Torah, Al Oretz HaJen Chalta, Al Hiseinu B'Chalta, Al Zavolti B'Rech HaShem HaShem HaKeva, Al Ha'oretz HaToy B'Di Rampok, B'Rishas Oretz, different pshat in the Shaynei, and why there might be a mashmois within the parasha that Moshe had a particular exemption. That for sure, Rabbonim instituted they should bench. Question is, they're right. So Moshe says, why not commit? They have to bench. What's the difference? Moshe says, not commit would be, can there be mighty a man? If they're doing Raisa, so they're benching and a man's listening, so they can be mightier man, Shemeir Koina. They have a full chiyuv. It's a bracha shel chiyuv. I'm listening to that bracha shel chiyuv, so I can be mightier. If not, however, it's a drabon. So I can't listen. I cannot listen to her because I'm Muslim. I can't do it. Gemara has a word of the way. So my folks are showing him how to pass him. It's unclear. At the end of the day, I'm not sure if they're Raisa or drabon. And again, the Nafka Middle would be, if a woman, if an Isha is benching, if she's a deraisa, the man has a Shemeir Koina, so he can listen to his wife's benching and move on. If she's only a drabonon, so her benching is not benching Shachiyu, so you don't have Shemeir Koina. Freak your off, yes, you don't have Shemeir Koina if not Shemeir only a drabonon. But what happened to Arvos? We spoke about at the beginning of the Shia, any time when my bracha is not Shachiyu, I cannot. Even though it's not chiyuv, I can be mighty you because I have to see to your chiyuv. So you have arrows. So I understand, says the Rosh. that there's no Shinei Koina, because her bracha is not bracha shal mitzvah independently, but she has to see tomorrow. So what happened to Agnes? So says the Rosh, and here is the machlokes, well, what exactly the Rosh means. Says the Rosh, Noshim don't have Agnes. Agnes was a particular idea that we stood in Har Ebal, and we said, we will do the mitzvahs. And not only will we do the mitzvahs, we will ensure that the mitzvahs are done. We will ensure that everyone that we are able to be our capabilities will do the mitzvahs. So it's a particular hischayus of Agnes, and Moshe don't have that. So Mamela says the Rosh, simple. If the Mukhuyabas for the Raisa, Shemeya Koina. If the Mukhuyabas for the Rabbanon, Shemeya Koina is the Shabbat, I, Agnes, says the Rosh, Moshe don't have Agnes, I can't be Rosh. Enters the Lord Mervoda, let's go back to Kiddush. Moshe never feared the Raisa, Kiddush. I come home Friday night, I was ready to go to my Kiddush Midrabot Midrabot. By hand, send the Kaddish Hashem to us. Arabs. I now need to be mighty my wife. With which technique am I to be mighty my wife? With which technique? Shemei Koina? No Shemei Koina. Ever my Arabs. Ever my Arabs. Says the Russians, no Arabs. There is no Arabs. How can I be mighty my wife with Kiddush Midrabot? Says the Dog Mervoda, he's unsure how, at the end of the day, Friday night, as a woman goes to Kiddush. She has a few derisa, Shemei Koina there isn't, Arbus the Rosh took away, how does it
work? Who knows what every place?
So he knows something about that. He says something, something about that. Something about that. Okay, that's a song. Maybe, that's a type of good. Yeah, he comes back. Okay, unsure. You understand? Unsure. Unsure how fast he goes. That's it. That's it. Okay, we don't do that. So the Dog Mervoda, right, we pointed that out, the Dog Mervoda seems to understand that if Noshim were not Bechal Arabs, the whole collective group that said we will, as a group, keep the mitzvahs, women weren't included on that. So he, just like she can't be mighty him in Arabs, he can't be mighty him in Arabs. That's how he understands. He's very much more sort of that. That's his, at the end of the day, that's what he's talking about. Does it go both ways? Does it go both ways?
If that person doing the Arabs is really doing anything,
Okay, let's go slow. Let's go slow. Let's go very slow. Let's go slow. Let's go slow. So here, I'm new, but it's getting late. And we're just about to stop. We're just about to stop the head. Okay, here we stop. Okay? Here we go. Okay. Along comes Rabbi Akiva, and he's vehemently choler on the Dog Mervoda. Okay, now we have to follow track, we have to follow suit. The Rabbi Akiva has a Gemara, not like the Dog Mervoda. And thereby, he decides Halach Lamais the Dog Mervoda is wrong. And the Dog Mervoda has a response to Rikeva. He has a response, not in the Dog Mervoda, in another sefer. The Noi Yehuda has three sefer. He has Shai's Truth Soi Yehuda. He has the Dog Mervoda, which is Agor Zosh Gomar. And he has a sefer on Hashem's called the Tzlach. In the Tzlach, he happens to ask this, he says the same principle. And on the Tzlach, in Rachos, he happens to ask the same question. So let's follow along what happens. Says Rabbi Akiva, I have a Gemara, not like the Dog Mervoda. That means the Dog Mervoda understood in the Rosh. That, again, what did the Rosh say, and what did the Dog Mervoda take out of that? Let's be very clear. The Rosh had said that Alex the Gemara, he observed, the Rosh observed the Gemara Rochas, that Alatzad Noshim, on the Tzad, means it's unclear, it can go both ways. Alatzad Noshim, the Brichas and Moslem, are only Jabal. So if an Isha, can an Isha be mighty a man with Brichas al Mazel?
No.
So the Gemara says clearly no. There's no Shemei Koina. The Gemara is focused on Shemei Koina, and the Gemara says Shemei Koina has been disqualified because she's not the same level of Chivas. Ask the Rosh, what happened to Arabs? Answers the Rosh, a woman doesn't have Arabs. Which yes, that really only means a woman being mighty a man. A woman doesn't have Arabs. Says the Dog Mervoda, so if women don't have Arabs, even when it comes to Kiddush, when women do have a Chiyuv Deraisa, even when they have a Chiyuv Deraisa, and even when the man is tending to her Chiyuv, two differences. A, when she is a Deraisa, and he's tending to her Chiyuv, still there's no Arabs. Okay, and I don't ask the straight Chiyuv, maybe he has to see to her, but she doesn't have to see to him. Okay, the Dog Mervoda is unsure about that. Says in Kega, I have a raya that there is such a chil. Says in Kega, I have an open Gemara that there is such a chil. There's another Gemara in Brachos later on in the Masechta which discusses a woman's chil of Brichas al Mazel, a situation of a woman marriage. Now, the assumption is if the Gemara at the beginning of the Masechta believes leaves open-ended whether Noshim or Birsa Mosin are the right or Dravon, any other Gemara has to be able to learn both ways, because the Gemara doesn't bring it as a Raya. So we have Gemara later on in the Masechta, we have to make sense of it, even if Noshim would be a Deraisa, Noshim would be a Dravon. So the Gemara says, a very interesting situation. Fascinating story. The Gemara says, Yanai, in Masechta Kiddushin, Yanai HaMelech was a Melech from Beis HaShanoi, and Chachomim held that his Yuchsin were dubious, such that he wasn't fit necessarily to be a king, to be a Kohen, I should say. And he got wind of this, a certain person who's a Rasha came along and instigated hatred between Yanai HaMelech and the Chachomim. As such, Yanai HaMelech took very aggressive action and he killed out all the Talmidei Chachomim of that generation. So Gemara describes the situation as being horrific, but all the Chachomim and all the Talmidim were killed out. However, except for one, go ahead. Shimon ben Shetach was Abbasim. Shimon ben Shetach, he was a brother of Yanai HaMelech. Yanai's wife was a sister to Shimon ben Shetach. She hit him. Now the Gemara Brachos brings the phases us into a situation just after Yanai HaMelech has killed out all the Chachomim. The Gemara says Yanai HaMelech and Malkus. So the Melech and Malkus are very important. Both of them pre-curriculum had a body. They sat and they had a meal. Umbekatlil Rabbono. He killed out all the Chachomim. Yanai HaMelech was apparently Amoretz. He didn't know how to bench. And there was no one that he could call and say, please, be mighty us for Birchas HaMazon. He killed out all the Chachomim. Imagine. Says the Gemara, so she says to him, I have one person that I can bring you, but you have to promise me Ishtabali, the Amaisa, the Inish, the light cups. Ishtabali! He makes a shmua, he gave me my word, he needs someone to bench, and I will treat him with the respect he deserves. Along comes Rav Shimon ben Shetach, and the Gemara discusses the back and forth that Yanai HaMelech and Rav Shimon ben Shetach, the Gemara discusses it, itself is worthy of analysis. But I'm going to focus on what we want from the Gemara. So the Gemara says, in short, that Yanai HaMelech tells Rav Shimon ben Shetach, can you please bench us?
What age is he? This is
how many?
What age is he?
Rav Shimon ben Shetach?
Yeah.
He's a god. Now, he might be of age, but he didn't eat. Now, again, we have him, we have her, that have pet, and I'm a queer. And we have him that didn't eat at all. So now, the Gemara says, Rav Shimon Shetach says, hey, Shulibra, what Moisko says, Baruch Sha'ocha Yanai Bechaveirov. Instead of saying Baruch Sha'ocha Mishaloi, I should say Baruch Sha'ocha Yanai Bechaveirov. So the Gemara says that he gave him a case of wine, he drank it, and he benched. And the Gemara says that no. Rav Shimon ben Shetach of the Shitase, really, the halacha should be Eino Nevorach Ad Sheyoichal Limoyin Kazayis Gobon. Now, Kazayis will not be a few Jabonon, but if I'm Ed, Kazayis Gobonon, and you're the Raisa, I can be Moitz. Now, all this strange struggle, what's going on in this Gemara? Why do I need to eat? There's Arabus, I understand there's no Shemir Koina. And once I've had a Kazayas Gobon, there's anyway no Shemir Koina because they're the right on my Gobon. So Tosos learns that the whole, really what's happening here is the way Rav Shimon ben Shetach was being mighty then was Midin Arabus. There's a new technical problem when it comes to Zimun or Birchas HaMazon that I express the words Baruch Shelo Chalmu Mishalot. The Nusach of Chazal is that Baruch that we enjoy the fruit together. So I need to partake at a certain level to accommodate the Nusach HaBlacha, and that means how Shimon ben Shetach said enough, a cup of wine will do the trick. Behold, you need to have had some level of Achilah HaZayit. By the end of the day, there's no Chiv D'Raisa. Rav Shimon ben Shetach is a Drabonon, he's been Moitzi, Yanai HaMelech, and Malka with their Chiv D'Raisa. How so? With Arabs. Says Rikiego, again, you have to learn this Gemara, even outside, women have a Chiv D'Raisa, because this Gemara is never ever brought as a Raya that Moshe Mabrissa wasn't a D'Raisa. It could very well be Moshe by D'Raisa, so I'm going to show you past that. So says Rikiego, hold on, he's been mighty then, how? As Arabs, and you're telling me that the Rosh said there's no Arabs. The Rosh said on the beginning that when a woman is being mighty a man, again, the Gemara earlier on the Masechta said, if a woman is only a Drabonon, she can't be mighty a man with Birchas HaMazon, says the Rosh, why not? Because there's no Shemir coming, because her Chiyuv is a dwarfed Chiyuv, says the Rosh, What happened to Arabs? Says the Rosh. Oh, women don't have Arabs. And along comes the Rosh Beidon says that which women don't have Arabs means just like a woman cannot be mighty a man, a man cannot be mighty a woman. So if I want to be mighty my wife, Kiddush on all Shabbos, and I'm in trouble because I already don't have Arabs, says the dogma of Abba, I'm in trouble. So the Rosh Beidon means to open Gomorrah here that Shimon ben Shetach employed the technique of Arabs to be mighty Yanai HaMelech and Malkah. And I find it very strange. That must be there is some din arbus when women are involved. Either we'll say that I'm being mighty her, like the Sibu said, or because if Brichas Hamon is a derisa, they're inside arbus, but upon him, halacha ma'isa. When it comes to Kiddush Shalal Shabbos, says Rebbe Akiva, and I'm making Kiddush for my wife, yes, I'm a trouble and she's a derisa, but I can use arbus.
Because he was there, he's a man.
Who's a man? Yana, yep, again, again, so I'm being mighty two people.
You said there was no answer basis.
So. Let's go. Let's go again. I'm going to be Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Now there's two people sitting there.
There's only two people. In a royal household.
He was the only one that you had veg. There's no one that you had.
Yeah, but there was other people who ate. And there's Arvus if they're
here. I have Arvus on Yanai HaMelech. I understand how you might see him. So he's fine. How is I mighty?
Who said you were mighty? He's mighty all the men. Sounds like the
man. Sounds like the okay, you want to say I wasn't mighty? Okay. I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe if you're going to entertain that possibility, then maybe. Again. We follow the cheshbon. Let's make a complex cheshbon. We have the cheshbon. One more time. I'll go to the cheshbon one more time. Let's run through the cheshbon one more time. Again, we have the situation. The dog and Bob is one. When I'm making Kiddush on Leil Shabbos, and I'll be mighty mother, and my wife must be going to the right. Says the Dogma Rabbah, how am I going to be mighty now? Says, Shomei HaKohen is out, because I'm going to be drabon, because I don't mind. So the question at hand is, can I use Arabs? Can I say that because she's Mechuyev, I must be mighty her, even though I'm not being going to this? Can I say, I'm Mechuyev to tend to her? That's the question at hand. So the Dogma Rabbah says, that he has a Rosh that says no, and the Rikveda claims he has a Gemara that says yes. That's the Cheshbon Hazvar. Let's go through it slow. The Dogma Rabbah says that the Gemara says that a woman, if she's a Drabon and Beris HaMazon, cannot be mighty a man. What happened to Arbus to ask the Rosh? Even though she's a Drabon, why can we not use the principle of Arbus? The Rosh said that women don't have Arbus. Says the Dogma Rabbah, if women don't have Arbus, just like woman cannot be mighty man, who had been the man by Kiddush cannot be mighty woman with the Arabs. That was a dogma of Rabbah's takeaway from the Rosh. And obviously, straight away, the Tzibur understood that there was a jump that the dogma of Rabbah made from the Rosh to his own situation. The Rosh was talking about a woman being mighty a man, and the dogma of Rabbah applied it to a man being mighty a woman. And the question is he validated in making that jump? Says the Rikveda, I have a Gemara that shows that he has no right to make that jump. That's the idea of Rikveda with this Gemara. I have a Gemara which shows that even though the Rosh might suggest a woman cannot use Arabs to be mighty a man, but there's no question it must be a man could be mighty a woman within Arabs. Where's that Gemara, says the Rikveda? The Gemara in Brachos that talks about Shimon ben Shetach, who had no fear of the Raisa to save Rosh Hashanah, was mighty Yanai HaMelech and the Malkah. So it's a Gemara that says that I can use Arabs to be mighty a woman. So if I can use Arabs to be mighty a woman, I can make Kiddush on Friday night to be mighty my wife with Arabs. And now Mr. Rosh said, there's no Arabs, it's only because the woman was being mighty the man in that case. I can't be okay. Now, if we go to the Tzlach in Masechtas Brachos, and we analyze what the Tzlach says to answer Rikveda's kasha, we'll see again that the Rikveda made the same assumption that he makes with reference to the guy who does Kiddush at the beginning of the Shir, and this I think will be the last point, unless there's time for more. Let's see what we'll decide. Tzach says as follows. He brings the Rosh. He doesn't know about Rikveda. He was before Rikveda. He doesn't quote Rikveda. He brings the Rosh like he does the Dogma Rabbah. And he says, the Rosh says there's no Arabs. So he says, if the Rosh says there's no Arabs, that a woman cannot be mighty man, he says, I assume that means a man cannot be mighty a woman as well with an Arabs, like he says in the Dogma Rabbah. So he says, but hold on, there's this Gemara, later on in the Sefer, that Shimon ben Shetach was mighty Yanai HaMelech and the Malkah. Says the Tzlach, listen carefully. Says the Tzlach, listen to what's happening. what is right. Rishon b'shetach is being mighty yanai hamet. Unequivocally, he can be mighty the man. He's a man. How's he mighty yanai hamet? Forget the man. How's he mighty the melech?
Aris.
What does Aris do? Says the slach. Aris does, I must bench. Not you, me. I must bench. Why must I bench? Why must I bench? Because I have a chiyuv to see to your chiyuv. So you think I'm excluded in? You think I'm no one? No, no, no. Who's benching? At the end of the day, once Rav Shimon ben Shetach is being mighty, yana yamele, within Abbas, who's benching? Who's the Ba'chiyuv? Whoa! Says it's not.
Shimon ben Shetach.
Shimon ben Shetach. And so you want to know now, why can Shimon ben Shetach be mighty the Ba'chiyuv? Well, says it's not. Even though the Rosh says no Abbas on women, I don't need Abbas here. Once I made Rav Shimon ben Shetach his birchas amos, not his birchas amos shachiyuv, how did I do that? Within Abbas of yana yamele, now she can do Shemek Haina. So this is the Shemek Haina. Abado! Says the Tzlach Abado. I'm asking. If a man wants to make Kiddush for his wife, and El Chanami, there's another man in the room that was not yet Yotzei Chiyuv Deraisa. There's another man there that didn't know the marriage. So I'm the mighty, the man within Abbas. So now I'm a Baal Chiyuva. Abado! You couldn't wait to see your wife with Kiddush as a dog and a woman within Shemek Haina. But if she's there, how do I jumpstart that chiyuv to make myself a Baal Chiyuva? There's no Aris by Moshe. We have again the same machlokes, the Kreger and Domer Vav. That when I have a din Aris, again, Rav Shimon ben Shetach was being mighty Yanai HaMelech, me din Aris, does that make Rav Shimon ben Shetach the Mavarech? Is he involved to the degree that he could then be mighty the Malka with him Shemiah Koina? Or do you say no, Rav Kreger assumes that the din Aris, I'm just the vocal cords. Just like Rav Kreger expressed in the Goyim, that the Mekadosh himself has to drink. And if I make Kiddush for you, Sir King, I don't drink, I'm no one, I'm just the microphone. So says Rav Kreger, when I'm making Kiddush for Yanai HaMelech, I can be mighty him, but I'm his microphone. Now, how's she being Yotza? There's no such idea that she can be Yotza. It's the same idea that Rav Kreger's analysis of the Din Arabis doesn't then allow to make me the Baruch Yuba. That same idea which the going content with Rav Kreger in Hilchos Kiddush, that same idea is being contended with the Dogma Rav and Rav Kreger in the Hilchos Berachos and Mos.
How about when you make Kiddush for your wife? Is there, there's
say,
no,
yeah.
If there's no name, there's no name.
How do you do it? You make Kiddush for your wife? No, I tell you.
Let her daven. One second. She davens Amira. If she davens Amira, she's
not
married. She davens Amira. She's on the same level.
She's not married.
Huh?
The answer is false.
No, I know
what you're
saying. This is a part of
you.
Go ahead,
yeah.
But if he's a part of you, but you
already mean
the
stuff you make
Kiddush at home.
Who? Shemuel ben Shetach. He didn't mention. He did not. Moshe ben Shetach became a Baruch Yuba, not because yet, because of the din that he had to be mighty. Understand? Okay.
Making the Doraisa.
Say again? Yes.
Making
the Doraisa. Yes, yes. Abad. Okay. So, practically speaking, I want to know how can I teach my wife if you don't involve? So, if you're familiar, when Noshe light Neiris, the Kabbalah is, so it should be to somewhat even last year. The Shai and the Malta, because normally we make a bracha on Hagis Esh Shabbos before, but we make the bracha before the mitzvah. But should you make the bracha, you can't light because you're Kaddish Shabbos. So Noshe, they light, they cover their eyes, make the bracha, and then open their eyes so that it should be somewhat over last year, and then there from the neighbors after the bracha. And then what do they say?
Mm-hmm.
No? What they say? Good Shabbos!
Okay, no.
Say good Shabbos! Why do they say good Shabbos? There's no one in the room! Why do they say good Shabbos? Who do they say good Shabbos to? I asked my mother when I was a kid, do you say good Shabbos to? The answer is, my mother told me this through King, this dog, my mother. They say good Shabbos because when she says good Shabbos, what happens? She's been Yosef in the Raisa. So by the time she herself shows up to the Friday night Suda and she wants to hear Kiddush, she's also in your Jabbos. Why is she also in your Jabbos? Because she already said good Shabbos.
She doesn't admire the same thing.
She doesn't admire the other good.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Okay, I see the British Muslims are being passed down. Okay, the truth.
Go on, it's good. Another hour.
There's one more in the Kiyega. I'll tell you the truth. There's really one more in the Kiyega in a different Sugya. That's the same thing. If you want, I can continue. If you want, I can tell you.
Let's go. Nobody's going anywhere. Okay, one more. Fireworks is not till tonight.
Fireworks
tonight.
anybody wants to leave, they can leave. It's all.
Isn't there a question of whether Arvis applies to mitzvahs and nashim and not?
No, not the Amkuyim. They don't have the Arvis. They don't have the
Arvis. That's a discussion in the
Amkuyim. Yeah, no. I'll talk to you about that. That's a really detailed question. I'll tell you that afterwards. One more thing, okay. There's Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, very famous in Gemara. Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that there's a certain basic amount of tekiyas which we're mechuyev to have. A basic amount of tekiyas. Gemara said that Chazal, we're mesaken, an extra seder of tekiyas. And Gemara says, why? Lama toki, for Gemara, Lama toki, for Gemara, Lama toki. No, Gemara says the cash is Lama toki, kashin yoshvim, kashin noindim. So Gemara, in order, in for Pasuk. Okay. We all know famous Gemara, we've all taught this Gemara. So Tosis there has a kasha. Tosis asks a very famous kasha, how could Chazal be masakha, extra tekiyas? It's talking about Tosis. The Torah says it's the basic amount of tekiyas. Along comes Chazal. And Chazal, on Moisev, on the mitzvah, they had an annex to the mitzvah, which is a certain set of sacred tekiyas. How could Chazal do that? So Tosis there wants to entertain the following text. Tosis wants to say that the rule is as follows. Gemara says, he brings it more later on, that Bal Tosif applies during the Zman of the Mitzvah. During the Zman of the Mitzvah, there's Bal Tosif. After the Zman's elapsed, after the Mitzvah, after the Zman has Mitzvah's already elapsed, there won't be the same Bal Tosif that there is previous to the Zman of the Mitzvah. So in the Zman of the Mitzvah, if I add onto the Mitzvah, that's an issue. After the Zman of the Mitzvah has elapsed, that would be allowed. Under certain circumstances. So Tosfos says this. Mami, blow shofar, the first original Shloshim Tekiyos, we go to the Mitzvah. So now Chazal said, let's do a new Seder Tekiyos. So Tosfos have a cash as far as I said. So Tosfos, well, the rule is, once you go to the Mitzvah, the Zman HaMitzvah is already elapsed. Zman HaMitzvah is not first day Rosh Hashanah. The Zman HaMitzvah is first day Rosh Hashanah till I've done my Mitzvah. Once I've done my Mitzvah, the Zman has expired. And once the Zman has expired, it's not the Zman HaMitzvah, so I'll be able to avoid Bal Tosif by assuming it's not the Zman HaMitzvah. And Tosif has a Gemara to substantiate such an argument. Tosif has a Gemara, it's not making up this idea. Tosif has a Gemara that puts forth later on in Rosh Hashanah that suggests that once I'm yotz the mitzvah, it's not now the Zman, and thereby I won't be subject to the same vials of others. So Tosif's stuff, it doesn't work. Because the Gemara there, over there, was talking about Birkas Kohen. So the Gemara says if a Kohen decided that he wants to be benevolent, and besides the regular brachos which the Torah prescribes of Yivarecha Hashem Mechulei, he decides to say, after he's finished, Yosef Hashem, Yosef Hashem, Mochem, Yivarech Hashem, he wants to shout Chalus of Brachos, says Gemara, he will be subject to Bal Tosif. He's over Bal Tosif. A Kohen, Shahosef, Brachos, Achas, Mishalai, he's over Bal Tosif. Frank, tomorrow, why is Yoyt about Tosif? Once he already was Yoytza, the Zachiv the Rice of Brikas Kayan. The Zachiv the Rice, once he was Yoytza, the Zachiv the Rice of Brikas Kayanim, so now it's called Shalai Be'idneh. Once it's Shalai Be'idneh, why is it about Tosif? Says Gemara, no. It's not considered to be Shalai Be'idneh. Says Gemara, why? Kivim. This Kayan is down in Musaf in the Tzibur, and he's bench Chalas. Now he's on the way home. And he passed by another shul, and it's Yom Tov, and he said to him, we don't have a Kohen, we don't have two Kohen to be Yosef Achiv Beraisa, could you be so kind as to step in and to do Birkas Kohen for a couple of minutes? Says Gemara, if that would happen, the Imus Rabbi Leitzibu Achrina, Chai Bebruche, he would give them a bracha. So no matter the time hasn't necessarily elapsed, it might still be being there. So when he finishes off the Yosef Achiv Shalom, yes, he's finished with his Tzibur, but nevertheless, it's considered to be the Zman HaMitzvah, such that if he then goes on his Mois Bracha Has B'Shamay, he's Oyev Bal Tosif. So since Tosif says, go back to the Yashayfa, what am I arguing? That once I'm going to the Tehiyas the Miyushev, I'm ready to go to my Deraisa so I can add on now because it's Shalom HaManoi. So Tosif, imagine me, Mr. Amir, about to care, would go walk down the street and there'd be someone there that he said Tehiyas, he'd have to blow for them. It's still considered to be Mizmanoi. In Mizmanoi, it's about Renach and it's queer. He'd have to blow for them. So thereby, I can't argue Shalom Mizmanoi. So Tosis wants to know why is it about Tosif? And Tosis then builds a tremendous Yosoi base in this cash. Okay. Along comes Rabbi Akiva, and Akiva says, "Ani, offer, ani, tachas kapus, kapus raglei, bale toises, al mir nei mi mevarish nevei." Even though I don't have, I'm not the dust under the feet of Toises, but I cannot understand the Toises. I can't understand Toises wants to prove from the Gemara later on in Brikas Koyanim that if I have the Koyan still has a din to say Brikas Koyanim for another tzibur, it's called Bismanoi. Who had din the Balti Keir that will blow for a second tzibur makes it Bismanoi. Says Rabbi Akiva like this. Says, I'm a Koyan, and I bench the tzibur is in the space medrash, in Shari, everyone was going to the mitzvah, the Koyan has a din, the tzibur has a din to accept the bracha, we're all your guys. Now I want to be moist of bracha achas mishali. Question is it considered as man shal mitzvah for me or not? So now, the Gemara says, the Gemara puts forth an argument on top. The Gemara says, I walk down the street past that good and they call me and they say, can you please be so kind as to bench us, we don't have an available koyan. So I will chuyav to bench them, says the Gemara, that makes it as man. Says we came in such a situation, when there's a tzibur that needs me, whose mitzvah is it to bench the second tzibur? Who has that mitzvah? The koyan. The Kohen, maybe the Tzibur as well. There's no question the Kohen has a chiyuv to bench any Tzibur that hasn't yet received the required bracha during that time. There's no question. So the Gemara is saying, very clear, the Kohen still has a chiyuv mutlalot, even though he benched the Tzibur where he died. Why? Because there might be another Tzibur down the road that require bracha. So say Tzibur, along that took more lessons. Along comes Tzibur and says, the Baal Tekeya was blue for the Tzibur, now he's going home, he has to blow for the second tzibur. When I blow for the second tzibur, what's that? That's Arvus. That's Arvus. I'm blowing for them. I am Chiyuv. So who's being yotzei chiyuv then? Who's being yotzei chiyuv? The tzibur or the Baal Tekeya? So the king of the tzibur. The Baal Tekeya is no one. How are we going to make the Baal Tekeya a Baal Chiyuva based on the fact that there might be another tzibur that needs to hear the tzibur that he will blow for him? I don't understand Sibikeya. Abandon the Baal Tekeya was Yotzev Mitzvah when he grew the verse 13. Tosfos is Hamlin, it should be correct. There's nothing in there, the mitzvah's over. He can now blow his donation about Tosfos. I love the Tzibur, that's the Achiyud. So now, the story doesn't end. Rikeya wrote this Kasha to the Chasm Sofer. He wrote this Kasha to the Chasm Sofer. And the Chasm Sofer, in Shumas Chasm Sofer, responds to Rikeya, at that time, based in Kozen. And he responded to the Kasha. The Chasm Sofer says, well, clearly, what's happening here is that Arvus makes me a Baal Chiyuva. I'm not negated here. What happens here is I go down the road of blue fire and tzibur. Now there's a tzibur that needs, so I have to tend to that Chiyuva. I'm a Baal Chiyuva. If I still have a Chiyuva to tend to someone else's Chiyuva, I'm still subject to Baal Tosid. It's Be'inle and Tosid Sushal. Those are the three recaves which reflect the same idea that when I'm mighty Yochim within Arvus, I'm completely negated. Ignore me both the Gabi Kiddush of Yigoyim, I don't drink. The Gabi, the dogma of Rabbi Shaila, about if I'm mighty a man in the womb, then Arabs like a mighty a man. So why the woman must have been Arabs. And now I'm seeing the Gabi choices. I should have said this before, remiss of me. This Machlekes, the Goyim Rekega, when I was a Bacha, I was mahayim in this. And there's various different Nafkaminas. And of recent, a few years ago, I had the privilege of being in England over the summer, and there's a Roshima called Ravon Arantroy, should be well and healthy. Ravon Arantroy is, I don't know if you're familiar with the Arantroy family, the Manchester Roshima has a son called Ramirez Arantroy. He was based in Manchester. He took over from Dying Vice, became based in Shalayim. So there's a stream of Arantroy's brothers, all tremendous Tamil Chachamim. Ravon Arantroy is one of the biggest Tamil Chachamim in England, a tremendous Tamil Chachamim. So I heard a shit from him. So I should have said, I apologize, but this Sushtal Rabbi Kego with the Tzlach, that's what he taught me, that's what I heard from him. He was made Eli Bizet. These Rabbi Kegos, they go together with this Rabbi Kego and they go in this Mach like this. Now I finish off with one thought, if I may, one brief thought that recently occurred to me. There's a very famous Gemara. Mamash, I'll finish off with just a brief idea I made. Okay, very brief idea. There's a very famous Gemara. This thought Mamash occurred to me last Shabbos. There's a very brief Gemara. Gemara says, Dorsh Rav Avira, very famous Gemara. Dorsh Rav Avira, Zimnim Omam Mishri Dibami, Zimnim Mishri Dibasi, the Malachi Asharis file a complaint to the Eivishta, the Ma'am Malachi Asharis of the Eivishta, the Ma'am Malachi Asharis of the Eivishta, the Ma'am Malachi Asharis of the Eivishta, is a Melech Shal Mishpat. There's no favoritism. And it states, Yisro Hashem Pongo Mimacho, Pirchas Kayanim, the Eberstah is Moise Pongo to Kaisro. And because the Eberstah, Omar Lahem, how can I not be Moise Pongo to Kaisro? And he'll add to you, Vachalto, 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 is only Kedei Svia, you have to eat Kedei Svia, you have to, some show you hold some time normal, you have to even quench your thirst. The Bi Allah says, in order to ensure you have Kedei the Raisa, you have Kedei the Raisa, you should make sure to drink something that you're not thirsty. This is the Din of Svia, and Kali so a makbe la filu, a fil mi dakti ma matzma al kezayis al kebeya, ma chos al kezayis al kebeya, so me meila, how can I not be noisy for him? And all the Mepharshim want to know the fact is from what. The thought recently that occurred to me, and then I'll tell you the idea I wanted to share with you, the thought that occurred to me recently is that we say, last Friday night actually, we say in Onan B'chayach, La'amcha p'nei, Zorchei K'bisho Secha. What does it mean, La'amcha p'nei? The Eibush should turn his face, it means exactly what Yisra Hashem Pana V'lacha means. It means exactly what means, La'yisra Pana, the Eibush, La'yikach Shalachim. It means the Eibush should show us, Ma'yisei Pana, should show us, La'amcha p'nei, a favoritism, perhaps we're not even deserve it. Perhaps in another situation with other nations, it would be a different calculation, but there should be la'amcha, chalishol should be p'nei. La'amcha p'nei. What warrants that? That we have, perhaps, the audacity to ask the Eishol la'amcha p'nei, zoyhei k'dusha sachar. Like the Gemara says, the fact that chalishol is adapted to be masked in k'dusha de'eishol, that will be benched even in a situation where perhaps there's no chiyuv, there's a tefillah la'amcha p'nei, zoyhei, that warrants that tefillah of la'amcha p'nei. And there's no question in my mind that the most basic idea, and much, much more has been said about this Gemara, but there's no question that the most basic idea in this Gemara is that there's an element of Mida Keneged Mida, that clearly the Eibishter creates an expectation of us, and Kal Yisrael show favoritism to those expectations. They show favoritism, they should hold a spanish for Chatzav Zavata. Clearly we could have avoided Birchas Hamazon in many situations by eating Akazites. Nevertheless, Kal Yisrael seek out, they seek out the Mitzvah of Hashem to go perhaps to do more than expectation, to show favoritism to the Eibishter, that creates a certain hanhaga of Yisro Hashem Pono V'Lecha, and so too, I'm sure it's true with all mitzvahs. Kal Yisrael, they make time when perhaps they could be part in certain situations. The Gabi Limud HaTorah, the Gabi Asiyas HaMitzvahs, whatever, many different areas, whatever it is, it may not be on the Chavera, you're helping out someone else, in all the different areas that we're all familiar with, that have been inculcated with us in our blood, in our understanding, as individuals, as a tzibur, that's the expectation, that surely brings a Yisro Hashem Pono V'Lecha, like we said, it's a tremendous opportunity, a privilege, of course, and it's definitely an Ilu Neshama for all the Neshamas, and Be'er Hashem, they should give us other dreams.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.